More than 120 of the top choir and band students from high schools around the Alaska Panhandle converged on Petersburg this week. The community is hosting the Southeast Honors Music Festival. After more than 2 days and evenings of intense practice as a group, the event culminates with a public concert tonight. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein visited with the students and teachers during rehearsals and sends this sound portrait.
My name is Jack Peterson. I'm from Sitka High, and I'm here for the honor choir, and I sing baritone or bass one. The choir is doing 5 songs. Most of them are in a different language, so it's a little bit tricky, but it's a really fun experience because you get to learn a different techniques from different schools.
I'm Wyatt Anderson from Ketchikan, Alaska. It's actually really fun here. I sing tenor in choir. It's been really fun. We took the ferry up and we got here and it's just been like nonstop practice, but learning the music is super fun, and yeah, you get to meet a lot of new people.
I'm Madeline Andreessen from Haines High School, Haines, Alaska. And I like how we all sound nice together and everybody knows their part. And it's so cool being in the huge group because we're used to in the small town, small groups. And it's nice to hear all the parts.
Matt Lenhard, music director at Petersburg City Schools. And this is the Southeast Alaska Honor Music Festival, which consists of an honor band and an honor choir. These are the finest musicians in high school in Southeast Alaska.
I'm Amber Junker from Ketchikan. I play the trombone. It's just cool like to play with other good people too, because you don't always get that in your own town.
I'm Laura Starr and I play the trumpet in band, and I'm also from Ketchikan. And this has just been a really good experience. It's my first time doing Southeast Honors, and I just love to come back again.
My name is Christopher Bianco, and I'm a conductor. I'm here from Bellingham, Washington. I teach at Western Washington University, and I'm here for about 2.5 days. And, of course, the students come from all over Southeast Alaska for this festival, and they're working really hard. It's way more intensive rehearsals or rehearsal schedule than they're probably used to. We're rehearsing several hours a day, so the concentration is an issue, not only for the students but for me, to stay focused for all this rehearsal time. But the reason for that is we're getting ready for a concert. And so whereas normally in their band programs back at home, they might take 2, 3, 4, sometimes 5 months to put together a program, we're doing it in 2.5 days.
1, 2, 3. The festival rotates between, between Wrangell, Petersburg, Haines, and Craig. And the importance that they saw a long time ago, like back in the early 70s, was bringing this level of musicianship to the small towns so that it's inspiring to the students of those smaller schools and also for audiences to be able to hear the music of that caliber.
Voices and music from this year's Southeast Honors Music Festival in Petersburg.